News Talk ZB and the New Zealand Herald present Cooking the Books with Frances Cook, demystifying your finances.
Hi, I'm Frances Cook. Welcome to the show. Bitcoin, blockchain, cryptocurrency, whatever you want to call it, new digital currencies are making waves, enough for the average person to sit up and wonder whether they should be jumping on the bandwagon. At the end of each episode of Cooking the Books, I always invite people to send me their questions on things they want to know more about. To my surprise, questions about Bitcoin have been one of the biggest requests. People want to know more about whether it's safe, how they can try it, and what it even is. Yet for all of this public interest, the New Zealand government and banks are holding these cryptocurrencies at arm's length. We're a country that usually loves to combine technology and money, even at the relatively simple level of how fast and enthusiastically we all started using FCross. Yet if you want to dabble in cryptocurrencies here, you face a bit of a wild west, with the possibility of the bank shutting down your account and accusing you of being linked to illegal activities. So, what's the holdup? And is there a good reason why some are dragging their feet?
Newstalk ZB presents Cooking the Books with Frances Cook, boosting your business confidence.
I'm joined now by Auckland University Head of the Department of Commercial Law for the Business School, Associate Professor Alex Sims. So let's start at the beginning here, because the thing with cryptocurrencies is that it's such a leap in technology, it's actually pretty hard to get your head around. So in the simplest terms you can, what is it?
Yeah, I agree that a lot of people can't get their heads around it, but it's actually quite simple. I mean, the technology, yes, is hard, but you don't need to know how it actually works. It's a bit like you send an email, it goes. You don't need to know exactly how it works. You plug something into the power and it turns on your TV. So, you know, people get bogged down in the technical thing. They also say, well, it can't work, but it does work. It's also a bit like a bumblebee. Theoretically, it shouldn't be able to fly, but it can fly. So what a distributed ledger or blockchain is, it turns everything on its head. So normally, I mean, what it is really a glorified database. Now, there's lots and lots and lots of different types of cryptocurrencies and tokens and things. So I'll probably just use blockchain because that's the one that Bitcoin, because most people know about that. So it's basically a ledger or database. Now, with a normal database, especially something that's got value on it, you want to keep it secret, so not let anyone else get near it. But with a blockchain, a public one, it's open, so everyone can see what's on there. There's one exception, which I'll go over later. So, yeah, people can see it. The second thing is that normally with a database is you can go back and make changes to it, and you can maybe find out later on, but you need, you know, sophisticated techniques to work out if someone's made some changes. But with a blockchain, you can't go back and make changes. So say, for example, I've got, say, 0.015 of a Bitcoin, and it's recorded as me being the owner. Well, it'll be recorded with a public key, which is a bit like a bank account number. So my name's not there at all. If I want to transfer it to you, I put a request into the system, and then it will go around and check to see whether I've actually got it, because that copy of the database is replicated on hundreds, if not thousands, of different computers. And if I have got if it does record that, yep, Alex has got that 0.15, it will then, in a later, what we call block of transactions, now record you as being the owner of that 0.15 Bitcoin, which is totally different from before, because before you tended to go back and sort of make changes to it. And that's the other, which I just mentioned, is the fact that it is replicated across thousands of computers, and then it's updated instantly. And this is a great leap forward, not just for cryptocurrencies, but for a whole lot of other things, because at the moment with traditional databases, each company will have its own database, and then it has to reconcile between the two, which causes a lot of friction and a lot of time and a lot of money. And so here, everyone is looking at the same thing at the same time.
It's pretty revolutionary, really. It has the potential to change a lot of things, which we'll get to in a bit, but also pretty controversial, right? We've seen China ban it, although there are maybe some signs that ban could be reversed, who knows. Also, the CEO of JP Morgan Chase saying Bitcoin was a fraud and that if any of his traders were dealing the currency, he'd fire them. Meanwhile, here in New Zealand, there's this risk of banks closing accounts that are trading in Bitcoin. So is it insecure to buy these new cryptocurrencies as a New Zealander at this point in time?
Well, there's a number of different things there. So it had a bad reputation, Bitcoin, initially, because yes, some criminals were using it. But I always say, look, if you're really, really worried about stamping down on criminal activity, then get rid of cash, because banknotes are used by criminals all the time because they are untraceable. Whereas with blockchain or Bitcoin, as I said before, you can see someone's effectively the bank account number, and you can, with a bit of work, work out who was behind it. And so people say you'd be stupid if you bought drugs with Bitcoin because you could be traced, whereas with cash, you're not going to be traced at all. Now, there is one exception, is there are some cryptocurrencies which are actually truly anonymous. They're called Zcash and Monero. So, yeah, they are a bit of a worry. With JP Morgan, other people there in JP Morgan are actually using it. The banks are exploring the technology. They're pouring millions or billions of dollars into it. And the thing with it is that it can be used to do things which we just cannot do with existing technology. So a couple of weeks ago, IBM had a big press release that they were working with ClickX and another company to make real-time payments overseas. So at the moment, if you're using ClickX and you want to send money from New Zealand to Samoa on your app, it looks as though it shows up in Samoa immediately. And it does. They give you the money. But in truth, it takes days for them back-end to move that money around. It's very, very slow and inefficient. Whereas with using a blockchain asset, you can do that instantaneously. And in fact, IBM is actually having to use a cryptocurrency to do that. So it's not Bitcoin, it's called Stellar Lumens. And so these are very large companies using this technology because it gives so many more advantages. And in fact, the central banks, a number of central banks around the world are looking actively at releasing their own cryptocurrency because they said it does things that they can't do. And you've got companies having to use decentralized ones because there's no sort of authorized product. The other thing with China is I actually think, and most people think it was a good thing what happened in China, because there are a whole lot of scams going on. And so they did that just to stop it. But China itself are doing huge amounts of work, the government and industry, legitimate work on cryptocurrencies. And it might be that China's one of the first countries to actually release its own central bank issued cryptocurrency.
Wow, wouldn't that be interesting? I'd love to see what that would look like. Because you have, in the past, advocated for our government to roll up its sleeves and deal with this properly. Because, of course, there are people who are looking at things like Bitcoin from the investing side, because I feel like every time I see an article on cryptocurrencies, and particularly Bitcoin, it's either some new dodgy element to it or an article about them hitting another record high in values. So people are obviously interested for investing, but besides the trading and the hoarding of the currency, there is huge potential for this to actually disrupt things and change the way we live our lives, right?
Oh, there's massive potential. I'm just listening to, going back in time, listening to internet podcast history, which is really interesting. You can see the same parallels. I mean, you've got people saying, you know, in the early 90s or 94, 95, how everything would change with the internet. And you've got these other people saying, oh, no, never happen, never happen. We want salespeople, and there's no way to pay cash. So, you know, it's almost like I just still cannot believe that people can't, not everyone, but a lot of people just can't see it because they're so stuck in it, in the current paradigm. I mean, things like, say, supply chains, they're one of the worst sources of technology. And in fact, I was at a Customs and Freight Forwarders Federation New Zealand annual conference earlier in the year, and I presented on blockchain. And there was a managing director in New Zealand of Maersk, and Maersk have done a trial, you can find it easily online, of using a distributed ledger for their supply chain. So they wanted to ship, and they did ship, fresh flowers from one country to another, and that generates hundreds of pieces of paper. You've got all the customs clearances, everything like that. And they've put it all so you can see it in real time. And, of course, it speeds everything up and the payments can be done automatically. and you could have heard a pin drop because all the other shippers in the room just suddenly realised what they were up against, and they can shave hundreds of millions of dollars off their thing. Now, that just cannot happen at the moment. It can't be instantaneous because you've got to go through. Now, even if you can automate it, you've still got to wait for the payment to be made.
That's so interesting. Okay, if we're almost out of time, but if these sorts of currencies were regulated and brought into the fold, what do you think would be the most likely outcome for how the average person would use this or see a difference in their daily life?
That's a good question.
big question.
Just very quickly, but when you say regulated, you can't actually, they're decentralized, so you can't do anything. All you could do was try to make it difficult. Say, for example, you could say that merchants weren't allowed to accept decentralized cryptocurrencies. So that's about the only way. But then if you did that, then New Zealand would be way behind the rest of the world. And I remember being a kid here, you know, in the 70s and 80s, and we were at the bottom of the world. We couldn't get anything. The only way you could get something from overseas was if you're lucky enough for someone to be on holiday and come back. And I just don't want New Zealand, you know, the internet's been great, but this could actually put us back a long time. The other thing is, of course, mentioned before, is that the government really needs to create its own cryptocurrency. And the sooner it can do that, the more competitive advantage it can leave it. And the other very, very quick thing is that I know, because I talk to everyone, well, they talk to me now, and lots of people in New Zealand or in Auckland are having to go overseas, for example, to Singapore to set up their businesses because it is not friendly here. And Singapore are saying welcome. And, you know, we're losing talent, we're losing money.
Yeah, there's a fairly dire warning in that, isn't it? All right, well, thank you so much. That's Alex Sims from Auckland University. If you have questions about this episode or something you want me to look into in the future, do come and talk to me about it online. I'm on Facebook at Frances Cook Journalist and Twitter at Frances Cook. Don't forget to hit subscribe so that you never miss a trick on either Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio. And until next time, have a great day.
And that's Frances cooking up your business confidence for another week on News Talk ZB.